Hey guys, it is Suzanne with another energy update and kind of a client update. These updates are all about client experiences, and I bring them forward with anonymous permission, obviously, from the people that I work on throughout the day or the week. And I bring them forward for not only kind of some interesting stories, but more so some learning experiences. And I was privileged today to work with a gal, brand new client, that came to me because she is actually a Reiki practitioner. So she's very well aware of energy, Reiki being a modality that I myself do not do. But Reiki is more of a modality that uses the energy to come through your hands using some like what we would call attunements and symbols, moves the energy differently than I do. But she works a lot on animals, and she works a lot in the energy field already. So this gal is perfectly well aware of how the energy works, and yet had a horrible experience that she's allowing me to share. She went off to an expo, I think probably kind of like a tinier expo, and had a psychic medium reading by some person. And I'm not knocking this, because for those of you that know me, I also do a lot of psychic reads for people and hits for people, etc. And so I'm not knocking anybody, because everybody does their work differently. But what happened to this particular gal is she got this information from this particular practitioner, I'm going to call it, reader, medium, that gave her some very disturbing information for herself. And she was very concerned following that, and was holding on to this fear-based information for a while, until through the grapevine got referred to me. And again, what I'm going to say is, every time I work with somebody, I say, I'm not here to be your truth. I am not here to tell you what is your right and your wrong. You need to discern that for yourself. And I can only offer the healing and the information, and you are the one that is actually doing the healing and receiving the information. And we always need to discern our own truths and decide what is our actual inner knowing. And that's what this particular gal did not do. And I'm not saying she did anything right or wrong. I think she got overwhelmed in this read. And what happens when we are a reader, you need to understand, is that most readers will always take the information that we're channeling or getting, and we will put it through our own lens, because we're a human body and a human being, and that's what we do. That said, in my opinion, if you are a ethical and integral practitioner, you always show both sides to everything and give that client all of the information on all of the potentialities, and you never just say this is the way that it is, because I don't, as an individual practitioner, believe that's fair, because my truth is not ever going to be somebody else's. Now, this particular gal got this information that she had some sort of a DNA entity, and I don't even know what that means, to tell you the truth, when she told me that this gal said that she had an entity wrapped into her DNA. And it kind of felt like the gal thought that she was cursed of sorts. And this really took a complete huge amount of power out of this particular gal. And I think that is so unfair. And I'm only bringing this forward because this is what happens when we go out sometimes and we let our power go to somebody else. This can happen at work. This can happen with a partner. This can happen with a child or a parent. This can happen in a number of ways. It doesn't have to be happening just because I'm seeing a psychic medium. We give our power away all day long to other people's version of truth. And what I wanted to get across, and why I'm bringing this one forward, is if I am hearing something from someone about myself, it is my personal responsibility to be able to discern if that is indeed my truth. And what happens is our fear gets in the way. Our fear from our programming from childhood and our society gets in the way, and it jumps on top, and we start to listen to everything through a filter of a mental program and an emotional program. And that definitely starts to affect our fear body. What we forgot is our spirituality, our spirit, our knowing, our inner soul knowing gets to step up with a discernment process that goes, hey, wait a minute, he or she just said that to me, and I don't feel with my meat and bone and my essence of truth that that's right. I don't feel that I really own that. He or she can say that. And if I'm good at discerning, I can go, yeah, whatever. And that isn't my truth, but I can listen and I can just let it go through. And again, this doesn't have to just because of a psychic read. This can be anything in communication with another as far as truth goes. The underlying thing here is it's our fear of our own power. The underlying thing here is we are so scared as humans to be powerful, because most all of us in some way, shape, or form have encountered loss of power in our younger childhood days. And we then categorize power in our little matrix of our mind in different ways. And we hang on to those beliefs and we validate those throughout life, and they lock in unless we do the work to examine them, sometimes dump them, and or at least modify them. So think about it. Think about your childhood. What did huge power look like, feel like, sound like, experience like to you? Were you one of those kids that didn't feel heard and that you had a very loud and powerful father, for example? Or it could be mother, or it could be anybody. And did that shut down your truth? And did that shut down your power? So power for you could quite obviously be scary, because that brings up that memory or that program from childhood. Owning your power, fully owning your power, can be something that you don't allow yourself to do because that's registered inside of your head as that loud and overbearing father. These are just examples, obviously, of how we can do this. We have a million different things that happen in our childhood programming, so I'm not all saying that it's everybody's father. But what I'm saying is it's important for us to know I need to maintain my own power. I need to discern my own truth when someone is presenting something to me. I need to go inside of my own self to find that truth barometer in the meat and bone body, as well as the emotional and mental body, and ultimately be led by my spirit self. And I get to, if I choose to do all of this, own my full power. And it doesn't have to be scary. I get to change the narrative of what power means. And most often, we do not move forward through life as joyfully, as easily, as productively, as successfully, whatever success and productivity means for you. We don't move through life as easily as we can in terms of power, because we are scared of our power. And I am very, very much like everybody else. When I first started doing energy work, I was terrified of how powerful I knew I was inside. And I did not know if I could let that out. I did not know if I could really, really allow myself to be that powerful. And everybody is powerful, people. It's our birthright. This is a thing that we come up in with from our soul. And it is our God essence, not God, a guy on a cloud. Our God source creational essence within us is power. And power is usually ignited in love, but often stunted in fear. And so it's important for us to really be able to sit quietly with ourselves, meditate a little bit. And I don't mean meditate like, just sit quietly and review that childhood belief system on what does it feel like for me to own huge amounts of power? And where does my free will choice come into play with that? Can I fully understand that? Yes, indeed, I can be hugely powerful. And I have free will driving this. Nobody's going to make me do something or not do something. I do indeed have free will. I will always choose. Even when we feel like we don't have choice, we choose. So along with choices comes consequences. And consequences, remember, are good as well as bad. Most of us, when we hear the word consequences, think, oh, I'm going to have consequences, meaning negative connotation. There's also great consequences when it comes to actions. And free will actions come with some really wonderful, beautiful opportunities of great consequences. So these are things to think about. And again, this doesn't have to happen because you had a read at an expo and you got scared because somebody told you you had something wrapped in your DNA as a curse, which is ultimately kind of like a projection of that reader's vision of something. First and foremost, curses aren't even real unless we make them real. curses are something that are a thought pattern that we create then into a reality. So if somebody tells me I'm cursed, I can dump that in 2 seconds as a belief system. I can find my own power and rise above that in free will choice and say, there's no way I'm going to let my DNA be controlled by someone else's thought pattern. That's just simply ridiculous. And so we have every ability to dump those messages if they do not resonate. And I'm giving these information out in small bites a lot now because I want people to understand just because somebody says you have something doesn't necessarily mean that's your truth. So these are all going to be in some way, shape, or form these energy updates about power because my work is about empowerment. My work is to not say that I fix you or I change you or I'm going to see that you're cursed or you have something bad, therefore you're, you know, crap out of luck here. It's not like that. We are the co-creators of our destiny. We can get the messaging. I can find the golden nugget within you. I believe the golden nugget that this client came to me today, I believe the golden nugget that was handed to her by this kind of really convoluted psychic read was the fact that she still held fear programming in how she doesn't own her power. That, to me, was the golden nugget that came out of that read. That initial read. That's what we worked on today is to understand that that would not have taken you to your knees in fear had you not been still running that program of being scared of your own power. So we always, people, can find the golden nugget in anything. Even if it's something crappy, we can find a golden nugget. And if it's fear that ignites in me, the golden nugget is for me to look and dig deep inside of me and say, hey, what is still driving me in fear base that I can flip in a paradigm shift to a love base so that I now can come back to full power. And these are important things to think about. This can happen at work. This can happen in a physical relationship. This can happen because I feel dominated. It can happen because I'm not heard. I'm not taken care of. I'm abandoned. And the list goes on. So this particular lesson that lies underneath this client update is applicable in a million different ways. It all comes down to own your power because it is your birthright. And with that power comes the consequences. And again, consequences can be wonderful and beautiful and fabulous, or they can be not so great. So this is personable responsibility. And so I think hopefully if you take this and kind of ponder it for your life, maybe it will apply to you. And if not, stick it in the back of that head because it might someday soon. Have a great week and we'll talk again soon.